The Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good Monday evening. So, got a little bit of later start today. Had a lot of things going on, one of which was a little bit disheartening. Didn't get the exam passed for the licensing for the state of North Carolina. Took that today and have to drop back and punt and retake it. So, that's a process which we'll continue on and figuring out. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. So push on, right? Carry on, my wayward son. Other than that, it seems as though things are picking up with as far as the weather and warmer climate has been here. And, of course, our AC has been on. I'm sure everyone's probably has already cranked on for a little bit, cranked up, cranked down, however you want to say that. So here we are, Monday. I didn't get a podcast Friday. We had a busy weekend. Jace was in town and got to spend some time with him and had a good weekend. Of course, he left out yesterday and, got to spend some time with him and Peyton. And so had a good weekend catching up, you know, a lot of grilling out here lately. So, 'cause we got a new grill. Been quite pleased with that. I don't know if any of you have ever decided to, if you have natural gas, if it's an option that you have natural gas, I would highly recommend it. Just makes it a lot easier when it's time to grill. Just go on and crank it and be done. Yeah, that's simple, right? But I did want to just kind of share something that I guess was from yesterday in our Sunday school lesson, that a passage that kind of really means a lot whenever we consider our life in Christ and, of course, how that looks as far as our journey. And it's in 1 Peter chapter 4, starting in verse 12. It says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon for your testing as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and God and of God rest on you. Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer or a thief or evildoer or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right." And, you know, I guess after kind of the concluding thoughts of going through that and teaching it yesterday, it's a reminder that there are things in this life that we will suffer through. And this reference of what Peter's speaking to, of course, is the opposition that the Christians faced in that day and at that time. Of course, you know, when you think about Nero, I'm sure he probably wasn't a very good Roman emperor back in that day, starting out at age 16, that is. But just the classification of where it stood for them and their toleration of basically facing day in and day out persecution and opposition, which was probably on a, you know, grander scale than what we deal with here in America. And sure, there are people in this world that are Christians that face different oppositions and persecutions than I do here at where I live in North Carolina. Not to be oblivious to that fact either, but I think greater still is the fact of how what Peter's emphasizing is that suffering and the sufferings as we suffer for Christ's sake, as he suffered. And so therefore the importance that's found from being in that position is that we're not overcome by the actual situation itself or the opposition, but instead we gain a deeper confidence and boldness because of what we have in Christ. And so we share in that joy and understanding that even in Christ's suffering, that was not the focal point of where things just kind of ended, if you will. And so I think that's a good reminder for us as we're facing things that maybe could be somewhat opposing or difficult, or even people in general that maybe we share the gospel with, and how we live our lives on a daily basis, and how many times it seems as though there's more suffering than success. Maybe it doesn't appear like our life is kind of what the American dream is fostered to, for a culture that has been shaped by more of what can one do for me, and basically for a self-worth of identifying as, you know, what's in it for me. But of course, we would look at the truth for the Christian is it's completely opposite of that. It's what Christ has already accomplished on our behalf. So therefore, we stand rooted and grounded in what has been done by his sacrifice. And so therefore, we have strength to withstand those things in which we endure even now. So I think that's the encouragement. That's the wisdom that we find in God's word. And I think it's so true in what 1 Peter's stating is, don't be surprised. Don't be overcome. And it's not anything that's going to basically take away anything that Christ has already done for you. You're not going to be any less valued or more in a different position to where you don't have the help of the Holy Spirit working and living in your life. So be grounded in that truth. Just as he says there at the end, therefore, those who also suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. And I believe that God always does the right thing. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.